This is Jay Sekulow. International outrage continues over the situation for the Christian Sudanese woman, Miriam Ebrahim.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The clock is ticking for Miriam Ebrahim in Sudan. It is 7 p.m. now in Khartoum, and a young, frightened Sudanese woman is shackled in a prison cell for refusing to announce her Christian faith.
She's a Christian, and she's being persecuted and sentenced to death for exercising her beliefs. We should all care about that.
Her husband, an American citizen, is seeking to draw attention to her plight and that of her 18-month-old son, who languishes in jail with her.
Is Miriam Ebrahim's husband, Dan Nwani, a U.S. citizen? And is that 20-month-old boy in prison by virtue of being his son also a U.S. citizen?
Well, I don't have any more details on this than what the statement the White House put out. Typically, we don't confirm those type of details, but I'm happy to check and see.
You don't know whether that little boy in prison is a U.S. citizen?
I don't have any more details.
Miriam Ebrahim is 8 months pregnant, and her draconian sentence of death by hanging is being delayed until she gives birth.
I was considered innocent and the marriage revoked. The revoking of this marriage means that my son is no longer my son, and the one coming won't be my son either. So this innocence means nothing, and I will appeal for myself, and I will appeal for my wife.
This has been going on a long time, and nobody's paid any attention to it.
The administration should urgently act to save this innocent woman's life. President Obama should immediately appeal for her release and offer her safe haven here in the United States. The clock is ticking.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast, and we're glad our television audience is here with us. Miriam Ebrahim is the 27-year-old Christian medical doctor, Sudanese woman, pregnant right now, who is in jail in Iran, in Sudan, because she has what? Become a Christian? No, she has been a Christian for a long time. But the authorities in Sudan are saying that she was a convert because her father was a Muslim, the father who did not raise her, the father that abandoned their family when she was age six. She was raised by a Christian, Orthodox Christian woman, mother, and now she's been sentenced to death, first 100 lashes and then death by hanging, because she married a Christian man. She's currently pregnant. She also has a 20-month-old child. That 20-month-old toddler is an American citizen because her husband is an American citizen, and that child, Jordan, is in jail with her right now.
Yeah, that's right. You've got a situation here. The toddler, Martin Wani, is in prison with his mother. His mother's shackled, and if you have seen any of the images of a Sudanese prison, I mean, shackled, being shackled to the ground, and you've got a 20-month-old toddler there. She's pregnant. She could give birth basically any time. She's more than 8 months pregnant, and a situation where these children cannot be returned to their father. Even if their mother is executed, their father, his paternity, is not even recognized by Sudan because, and only because, he is a Christian.
Which is, you know, when you think about that, folks, so I want everybody to understand exactly what's going on here. We've got a 27-year-old Christian woman, a medical doctor in Sudan, she's Sudanese, married to a Christian man. She's been charged with and found guilty of apostasy. It's death by hanging. She will get 100 lashes first, and then she will be killed by hanging. Her crime is that she's a Christian. She's got a 20-month-old toddler that is the child of her husband and herself. He is an American, the husband. So the child is an American, and the child is in prison. In prison in Sudan with his mother. Now, the State Department, once again, is giving its usual muted response. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, but we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we've had 147,000 of you contact us to sign your name to this petition demanding her release. We're going to send it to the Sudanese. We're sending it to the UN. We're sending it to the White House, to the State Department. Congress is now starting to act, because people like you are speaking out. Go to ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com and sign that petition. Or do it right now at 1-877-989-2255. We need everybody that's listening to us right now to go to the phones or go to ACLJ.org. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take action now.
It's a disturbing story that's gaining international attention. A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ibrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. Born to a Christian mother and a Muslim father who abandoned her, Miriam was raised Christian. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. The Sudanese judge gave her 3 days to recant her faith, to reject her Christian beliefs. She refused. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is mobilizing its international resources for Miriam. Add your name to the letter that we'll deliver to the government of Sudan. Be heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So Miriam Ibrahim was offered to recant her Christian faith 3 times. She said, "I'm a Christian and I will remain a Christian." And for that, she is imprisoned in Sudan in a jail. Her 20-month-old toddler son, American citizen, is also in the prison with her. And Jordan, you have been to South Sudan. You know the conflict down there. This situation is incredible. She is being charged for one thing only, and that she is a Christian, and that she married a Christian man, and the Christian man happens to also be an American citizen, which means her son is as well.
And she would be tortured and then executed because of what you just said, only because she is married a Christian, and they see her as an apostate who left Islam, though she was not raised a Muslim. Her father abandoned the family, and she was raised by a Christian mother, but because the father was a Muslim by heritage, and we don't even know how religious he was, he fled the scene when she was very young. That you've got a situation where someone who has never practiced Islam is being held to the standards of very strict Islamic law,
Sharia, and now would be facing
execution as well as 100 lashes, so torture for adultery. And that adultery is because, now this is how sick this gets, the adultery is because they don't recognize the marriage between Miriam and her husband, Danny, as valid because he is a Christian. So it's as if she's committing adultery, and so she would be tortured before being executed for being an apostate. And what is the missing part of the outrage of the story is that she has a 20-month-old in prison with her, and that 20-month-old, born to an American citizen father who appears to be in the United States long enough to meet those minimum standards, that this child would also be a U.S. citizen.
And the tragedy on top of this unbelievable tragedy is the father, the American citizen who's also Sudanese, is not able to have access, or just barely had access to his wife now, the first time since February, but does not have custody of the child. Why? Because he's a Christian. So if something happens to these parents or something happens to the mother, that child will go to the local Islamic cleric. That 20-month-old toddler, born to the Christian family, ends up with the Islamic cleric. And let me take it a step further. We know this firsthand because we had the situation in Gaza for another client, Rami Ayad, whose family, actually. He was killed by terrorists in Gaza. His crime? He ran the Palestinian bookstore, Palestinian Bible Society. And yet the cleric tried to get custody of his children because they won't recognize the Christians. Now, we've got to take action on this. You know, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I get outraged on this because our State Department's response has been so pathetic. that you've got people that I, you know, normally when you're on Fox, you conflict with Bob Beckel. But Bob Beckel on this has been phenomenal. I want to play for you a soundbite from Bob Beckel on The Five just a couple of days ago, number one.
The war on Christianity is escalating in the Muslim world, and we must keep shining a spotlight on it because nobody else seems to want to. Sudan has just sentenced a woman to death who is 8 months pregnant. You big, strong boys. 26-year-old Miriam Ibrahim's crime is that she married a Christian and has refused to renounce her Christian faith. She will reportedly be hung sometime after she's given birth.
Now listen to what Bob Beckel calls the people that have done this. Number two.
These infidels over there who do this, I'm going to turn it around on you. You call us infidels. You guys are out of the Stone Age. But if you have Sharia law and you're governed by Sharia law in a country that runs absolutely counter to human rights conventions they've signed, runs against everything we believe in as a country, why don't we just break diplomatic relations with these people?
I think you could.
Yeah, so here's what you've got right now, folks. We've got to speak up because the world is just now starting to pay attention to this. We'll talk about congressional reaction in a moment. But we need to speak up. We've got a 20-month-old American toddler in prison. It's bad enough that his mother's there, but a 20-month-old. Speak out on this. Go to BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com. You could sign that petition now with over 147,000 others. You could also go to ACLJ.org and sign it, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, or you can go right over to the Be Heard Project. Our television audience, you're seeing those on your screen now. So BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org, either one, or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to us needs to speak out. Jordan, Sudan is notorious. It's brutal. This woman could be hung.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're in a place where Sudan, you know, is known for the Darfur genocide. Those leaders who are responsible for the genocide in Darfur, which is in Sudan, are still in power. So it's the same leadership. So if they are willing to kill people indiscriminately in what is the world is called, and the president of Sudan is wanted for genocide by the International Criminal Court, imagine what they would do to someone who, again, if they got their way, and I said this on yesterday's broadcast, I'll say it again to make it clear to everybody, they will not release her. Nothing good will happen here out of good faith or goodwill. If they could do what they wanted, she would be executed because they have a very strict interpretation of Sharia law, and under that interpretation, she would be an apostate, and apostates are supposed to be executed if they will not convert back to Islam. The only reason why, and in this situation, you got a bizarre situation because converting back doesn't make any sense to Miriam since she was never raised a Muslim, so she wouldn't even understand that process. But here, there's a second part to this problem. So people say, well, look, they've never really executed anyone there for that before, though they're a horrendous regime. And the truth is, all the other people converted back. Here we have eight months pregnant, and a woman who is willing to stand up and say, no, I'm not changing my faith because you're threatening to kill me. So it took a pregnant woman to stand up to the Sudanese government on this.
So she will not abandon her faith. And the question is the world going to abandon her? And I think the answer to that has to be resoundingly no. We're not abandoning Miriam Ibrahim. Go to ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. Do that now. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. Let's go right to the phones.
Darla's in Nebraska on line one. Darla, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Darla.
Hi. I appreciate and want to thank you for all your work in keeping us informed on these atrocities. In the past, Congress and the White House have been flooded with calls to show them that Americans are outraged about things like this. Do you think that would work with the State Department?
Well, it doesn't hurt. Let me tell you this. Frank Wolf, congressman, a good friend of ours from Virginia, has already gone to the floor of the House. When this started, we already got some congressional reaction. Let me play for you number 11.
The clock is ticking for Miriam Ibrahim in Sudan. It is 7 p.m. now in Khartoum, and a young, frightened Sudanese woman is shackled in a prison cell for refusing to renounce her Christian faith. Her husband, an American citizen, is seeking to draw attention to her plight and that of her 18-month-old son, who languishes in jail with her. Miriam Ibrahim is 8 months pregnant, and her draconian sentence of death by hanging is being delayed until she gives birth. The clock is ticking.
Clock's ticking. You asked the right question, though, Darla. What's the State Department doing? Jordan, what's the answer to that?
Well, so far it's just been statements, and they don't even know what's happening. In fact, if you look at the State Department briefing just, again, the last 24 hours, where you've got U.S. senators as well, Senator Blunt, Senator Aoit from New Hampshire, they're both asking Secretary Kerry to take more action. But take a listen here. You'll hear the response. I mean, the State Department not taking it very seriously. Biden 18.
Apart from that White House statement, I'm wondering if you have any update on the letter that was sent by Senators Blunt and Ayotte to Secretary Kerry, specifically asking for asylum to be considered and possibly granted. Is that under review?
I'm aware of the letter. I'm not sure if we've received it yet. Sometimes it's announced before it's received, as you know. Mm-hmm. DHS would have oversight of that. Of course, we don't speculate on that, neither does DHS in terms of seekers or cases or anything along those lines.
You know, this, but the husband is an American citizen. The 20-month-old is an American citizen. Now, folks, the husband asked for his wife to be released before she was arrested to get access to the United States. And unfortunately, the response on that, and we have that statement translated. Take a listen.
I was considered innocent and the marriage revoked. The revoking of this marriage means that my son is no longer my son, and the one coming won't be my son either. So this innocence means nothing, and I will appeal for myself, and I will appeal for my wife.
So the appeals he's made have been to the United States, and the United States has responded by doing what it does best in the State Department, not responding. Kelly Ayotte went to the floor of the United States Senate yesterday after we started bringing this public. Here's what she said.
She's a Christian, and she's being persecuted and sentenced to death for exercising her beliefs. We should all care about that.
Well, we do care about it. She said, I'm not recanting my faith in Christ. She's not abandoning her faith. The question is, are the American people or people around the world going to abandon her? We hope and pray the answer is no. As we go to a break, I need everybody that's listening to the broadcast right now to go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255. We need to shut these phone lines down. We need to be able to let the State Department know we've heard from 250,000 people in less than a week. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. You can sign the petition that way, or 1-877-989-2255. Let me tell you something, folks. Everybody that's listening to us, you need to take action here. It's a death sentence for being a Christian. 27-year-old Sudanese woman, medical doctor, and her 20-month-old American son is in the prison with her. And that child will end up in the hands of an Islamic cleric. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's a disturbing story that's gaining international attention. A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ibrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. Born to a Christian mother and a Muslim father who abandoned her, Miriam was raised Christian. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. The Sudanese judge gave her 3 days to recant her faith, to reject her Christian beliefs. She refused. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is mobilizing its international resources for Miriam. Add your name to the letter that we'll deliver to the government of Sudan. Be Heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about the case of Miriam Ibrahim. She's a 27-year-old Sudanese woman, medical school graduate, medical doctor. She's a Christian. She was raised by a Christian mother. Her father, who was Muslim, abandoned the family when she was age six. So there is no way she was raised a Muslim. She was raised a Christian. So when she was arrested for adultery and apostasy, why, by the way? Because she married a Christian man who happens to be an American citizen also. And she was now tried, convicted, sentenced to 100 lashes, and then death by hanging. And her 20-month-old son, Martin, an American citizen, a toddler, under the law as an American citizen, is in the jail with her. And she gets the death sentence. The husband doesn't get access to the child. It goes to some Islamic cleric. So if you want to fight back on this and join with 150,000 other people, let me encourage you right now to go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But you need to understand the Sudan conflict. For our television audience, we're putting a map up right now. Has Sudan and South Sudan. And Jordan, unlike most people in the world, has been to South Sudan. As the Constitution was being formed and ratified and worked on that with government officials there, you met with a number of leaders. We could show some of that footage, those pictures. But, Jordan, let's talk about the conflict and what is it is a Christian, Muslim versus Christian situation there.
That's right. And so, yeah, we met with the president on a number of different occasions, and I've met with him here in Washington, D.C. as well. And this was a war that developed after Omar al-Bashir, who is the president of Sudan. After the Darfur conflict, and even ongoing, there's been this civil war that is basically, you could crudely draw the line between Muslim North and Christian South, and you get the name South Sudan being the newest country in the world, which led to a multi-year, a decades-long civil war, millions killed. Ultimately, there was peace and an agreement signed to create the newest country in the world, South Sudan. That being said, there's still been a lot of fighting in this region. It is never the fighting has never really stopped, and things have gotten very bad recently. But after South Sudan split from Sudan, there were then the creation of this new, completely almost Islamic North, it's just called Sudan, and Christian South. And so what did Omar Bashir say? He said, well, you know what? Now that we've got all the Christians out, and that was his actual quote, we're going to even implement a stricter version of Islamic law. Now, the husband here in this situation, Miriam Ibrahim's husband, who is the part of the controversy because he's a Christian, is South Sudanese. So it explains to you, again, how that conflict spills over into this situation. It's directly linked.
So you've got the South Sudan conflict, which is the Muslim-Christian conflict. So this is a deep-seated situation with huge repercussions. Again, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com to work on this woman's release, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. We need to take direct action on this, approaching 150,000 signatures. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Virginia in Kentucky on line three. Virginia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Virginia. Virginia, you're on the air. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to come back to you in a moment. You're probably listening to your radio, so we'll come back to you in a moment. Let's take another call.
Eric calling in from Missouri on line five. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Jay. First of all, I'd like to say it's just horrific what's happening here.
Yep.
What they're doing to her and her child. I got a question. First of all, has she always lived in Sudan when she married this man, the American citizen? Or was she in America and went back to Sudan?
No, Jordan, you've got the kind of facts on that. She's Sudanese. Both are Sudanese, but go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, so she married an American. He went back. He became a U.S. citizen in 2005, went back to Sudan, got married in 2012. She was in prison for this February of 2013. But the situation is, no, he was not able actually to get her back to the United States. So he attempted to do so after their marriage in 2012, he being a U.S. citizen. And what the reports are, and he's given interviews to this and testimony to this, that he tried to get the paperwork, to get visas, to bring his family to the United States, and it was delayed. He said it felt like doors were closed in his face, and even the potential of having to do a DNA test to prove that this was his child. Of course, the child who's in prison with her, because that child would also have American citizenship, right, different from the mother. So the State Department, again, it appears to be a situation where they fumbled early on in the process, so we wouldn't be talking about this, and Miriam Ebrahim wouldn't be shackled to a floor in a prison in Sudan right now. She would be here in the United States with her American husband and American child.
There's some audio on that right now that we're working on pulling. I'm trying to get some sound on. So where the husband or through relatives starting to speak out, if we get it, we will bring it to you. And we're going to work on that over the next several days as well. All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. Remember this, folks. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour, remember, we do it on SiriusXM. You get the full hour, or ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Let's take one more call.
Gail calling from Massachusetts on line 6. Gail, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thanks, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
About the DNA, can't they do DNA on that child and on the father and then bring it before the United Nations?
Well, the problem is, here's the problem is, they're not letting UN inspectors, no one's allowed in. Although they've signed all these conventions, Jordan, you dealt with these governments before. This is a brutal regime where the head of the country is under indictment by the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
That's right. I mean, to expect the UN to come in and save the day for the children, even, we can't expect that. She's either released and she's able to return to her husband and with the child, and they're allowed to be a family, or not. There's no in between here. It makes the situation that much tougher. That getting the children back, of course, would be one thing. That's not going to happen if she's not out too.
And it makes the situation all the more complicated on the legal end. But what we have to do right now is build international outcry. That's how you resolve these cases. Folks, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls when we come back from the break. But what we have to do now is international mobilization. That's a big part of what we do. It's media advocacy is a part of it. It's getting attention to this. We'll also file at the UN. We're going to file at the State Department. We've got to get statements coming out of the White House. We now have the House and Senate already talking about it. So we got that action very quickly, which we're happy to see. So that's a step in the right direction here. But you're talking about time is of the essence. The woman's been sentenced to 100 lashes, and then she's death by hanging. And this 20-month-old baby ends up going to the Islamic cleric. The husband doesn't get access to his own child, the American citizen. And I want you to remember this. She was told they gave her three chances to recant her faith. She said, I'm a Christian. I will remain a Christian. She's not abandoning her faith. So the question is the world going to abandon her, or are we going to stand with her? And the answer needs to be, we're standing with her. So as we close this segment of the broadcast out, you go to your phones. And you make a call that's going to help save a life. We saw this with Youssef Nardakhani, sentenced to death, ends up getting out by a miracle because the people of the world spoke out and God delivered. 1-877-989-2255 is the number for you to call right now. I want you to be thinking about that 20-month-old toddler in that jail. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. Either place, you can sign the petition. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Time is of the essence. We're about to cross 150,000 signatures. I want 250,000 really soon. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ebrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Be heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Miriam Ibrahim is a 27-year-old Sudanese Christian woman. She's a medical school graduate, a medical doctor. She has been sentenced to 100 lashes and death by hanging because she's refused to renounce her Christian faith. She's been given three opportunities to deny her faith. She's refused to do so. She said, "I am a Christian. I will remain a Christian." Her husband is a Sudanese but also an American citizen. And he is not going to give they're not giving him access to his own child, who happens to also be an American citizen, but it is in the prison with his mother. And Miriam, the mother, is also pregnant right now. They're going to let her deliver the child, and then they're going to kill her by hanging. And we're fighting back on this on a global basis, and we want you to become part of that effort. It's critical. You could do it at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to sign that petition now. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls are coming in on this, folks. We're going to get to these calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Bernita from Washington State on line one. Bernita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bernita.
Hi, Jay. The reason I am calling is I have signed the petition.
Yep.
All the petitions are sent out.
Great.
However, I feel I am not doing enough. Who can I call in my state?
Well, I think calling your member of Congress is appropriate. So for you in Washington State, call your House member and call your two U.S. senators. I think there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. We're going to take these petitions. We're already letting know we're letting the leadership in the House and the Senate know of what's happening. And that's why we started getting these floor statements from the members of the House and Senate. And this will be bipartisan. So I think what the key thing to do is, there's nothing wrong, Jordan, with contacting the House and Senate. I'm not so sure calling the State Department does it.
No, I mean, I think members of Congress getting involved. Listen, the State Department's getting questions from reporters on the record, on camera, and they're still kind of throwing their hands up in the air. The truth is, ultimately, this decision gets made through the White House because of pressure from members of Congress. We've seen a bipartisan Senate resolution that is coming, Senator Marco Rubio, but also Senate Democrats involved with that. That's how the pressure gets on. So make sure, regardless of who your member of Congress is, Republican or Democrat, and your two U.S. senators, call them and let them know about that resolution. Let them know that you are going to be looking to see if they sign on to these resolutions and do something about Miriam Ibrahim. That kind of pressure will then pressure the White House to take some kind of action here, more than what we've seen so far from the State Department.
I think, and following that up, so it's a multi-pronged attack, Bernita, of how we're going to handle this. But definitely signing the petitions helps, because that information will go to the State Department, getting the House and Senate to speak out. We're doing that. And then we've got to build up global pressure as well within the UN and related bodies, and that process will be going on as well. So all of this goes on simultaneously. And Jordan, very quickly, in Youssef Nardakhani's situation, he was in jail, sentenced to death, and all of a sudden, after a period of time, he was released.
That's right. And that situation, it took years after his appeal process was done. And now Miriam Ibrahim is at the beginning of her appeal process. None of those appeals, though, went well for Youssef Nardakhani until ultimately he was just released. And the international pressure never let up. So you had the court, same exact situation. He was given the days to recant his faith. He didn't recant his faith. He refused to do that. So they said, okay, you're going to be executed. It went through these levels of appeal. That's exactly what's happening now in Sudan. Ultimately, nothing changed there, and then he was released. So it's one of those situations, again, you put pressure on. You see how the government in Sudan is responding. So far, they have been trying to backtrack and say this was just the trial court, and this is not the final decision here. But you've got to remember, this woman is chained to the floor and has got a 20-month-old toddler with her in prison because they will not recognize the father because he's a Christian.
All right, folks, we're fighting back. That's where you come in. We need you to sign on this petition now at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. We're approaching 148,283 signatures online alone at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Share this information on Facebook, folks. It's absolutely critical. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a disturbing story that's gaining international attention. A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ibrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. Born to a Christian mother and a Muslim father who abandoned her, Miriam was raised Christian. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. The Sudanese judge gave her 3 days to recant her faith, to reject her Christian beliefs. She refused. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is mobilizing its international resources for Miriam. Add your name to the letter that we'll deliver to the government of Sudan. Be heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Sudanese pregnant woman sentenced to death refuses to abandon Christian faith. John Kerry urged to speak up. U.S. citizen rushes to Sudan to save pregnant wife from hanging for Christian faith. On and on it goes, and we're starting to get some developments globally on this. And there's an interesting article in Christian Today which says, Miriam Ibrahim, what you need to know about Sudan and apostasy. Because she was raised by a Christian mother. Her father, who was Muslim, we think, or at least that's what the authorities alleged, abandoned them when she was 4 or 6 years old. So she didn't convert from anything. And this whole idea is a rogue. This is the Sudanese government. They're one of the worst human rights abusers in the world. Understand, woman's in shackles in a prison with a death sentence and her 20-month-old American son, 20-month-old American citizen son, is in the jail with her. So we have to speak out again, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to go back to the phones. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
William's calling in from Georgia online too. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. Two things real quick. The first thing is, Jay, I'm just like you on this situation. It's just hard not to take it real personal with what's going on. Especially with that appalling statement that later from the Secretary of State made when she was being asked about the citizenship of that 20-month-old.
Yep.
She just acted all apathetic about it, like, you know, it just didn't matter.
Well, I'm going to play. Let me play it. Here it is. This is Byte 15.
Did the embassy in Khartoum ask Mr. Wani to provide DNA evidence that that was his son?
We're happy to check and see if there's more
to
share.
You don't know whether that's the case.
Happy to check and see if there's more
to
share.
So as of this moment, the U.S. government does not know whether that 20-month-old boy in prison in Sudan is an American citizen in prison because he's a Christian.
I think I've addressed your questions, and I'm happy to follow up with you after the briefing.
And that wasn't all. Here's the next one. This is number 20.
Has this building been in contact with Sudanese authorities about this case?
We have been closely monitoring, responding to events in this case. We've joined with the United Kingdom, Canada, and the Netherlands in expressing our concerns. I think they are clear on our concerns. I don't have any specific readouts of direct contact, but we have been expressing our concerns in a broad means of manners.
State Department speak for, no, we haven't contacted the Sudanese officials about the young 20-month-old American toddler citizen in the jail in Sudan, and his mother's in there because she's a Christian. and the father is an American citizen also. That was State Department speak for we haven't reached out and addressed the Sudanese, Jordan. You've been dealing with the State Department on a number of issues, and you've got expertise in this. This is exactly State Department speak.
Yeah, it's the shrugging of the shoulders. It's basically, I don't think that's here yet, and maybe it's not, and sometimes these are released before. They're not taking it seriously. They're not going to take it seriously until they get more pressure. This is their typical move. Unfortunately, they don't want to help unless they have to help, especially in these difficult situations.
Which is unreal when you think about it.
You know, and this is why they exist. They exist for the difficult situations. If it's so easy, we don't need a State Department. Because, again, if you're talking about countries we have great diplomatic relationships with, what's the purpose of diplomacy? Anyways, I mean, those are the easy. That's where the big fundraisers get for their ambassadorships, the countries that are allies with us. Sudan, on the other hand, that's a difficult place. But we've got an embassy there. We've got a mission in Sudan. And we have real threats that we can make to Sudan, economic threats that would bite this regime in a serious way, but that none of that's going to happen, and the State Department's been clear with that, without pressure. Now, there's bipartisan pressure coming from the U.S. Senate, but as we know from the past in these situations, it takes more than one day of coverage. It takes a lot of pressure here to get the State Department to start acting.
Well, that's where you come in, folks, and about 150,000 of you have contacted us, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. I'm urging you to take action right now, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's why our television audience is with us today on this. We're taking your phone calls also at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to Virginia in Kentucky on line three. Virginia, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, thank you very much. I think I got my question answered. I just wanted to know right now where her husband is.
He is, my understanding, Jordan, is the husband is now back in Sudan.
That's right. So he actually returned right when this started happening. He got right back to Sudan, was not able to secure, of course, those visas to the United States. But he is in Sudan. They have farms and businesses in Sudan. They lived in Khartoum. They were trying to leave, not in a way that was so emergency like this, but ultimately to move their life to the United States, where the husband is a U.S. citizen. And that did not take place. And what appears to be that Miriam Ibrahim's own family, Muslim family members, are responsible for reporting her to the authorities, and what have led to her imprisonment that began in February, and then ultimately her death sentence, which was reaffirmed last week.
So that's the exact situation as we know it right now. Now that could change. It may have changed. Obviously, communication is not easy in Sudan. Jordan, you went down to South Sudan. Kind of explain what it was like.
Sure. I mean, it's a situation where there's only 40 miles of paved road in the entire country at the time I was there. And there's been even more fighting since. So we work with the government of South Sudan. It's a pro-American government. It's been on the front lines of a fight against Islamic terrorism. And, of course, there are other issues that are not all. Everything is not tied to the Muslim and Christian issues there. But that is the broad category, the definition. Within inside a country like this, when Sudan existed as one entire, because there was no South Sudan, there was this structure system set up where Muslims were on top and everything else, you were below. You were not as good. You were a second-class citizen. Or that may even be too much of a statement to make, even worse than that. So again, it's you're talking about a brand new country in South Sudan with, again, the 40 miles of paved road probably explains it to most people who are thinking about that in an entire country where you still have to take helicopters, things like that, to get around to much of it.
So we're taking action to get response here. It's at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It's interesting how Sudan is responding to this now. Let me play for you an ABC News affiliate that's reporting on this situation. Take a listen to number 26.
ABC News affiliate WMUR reporting Daniel returned to the country this week to find his wife in shackles. The case is global attention, putting pressure on Sudan, the UN urging the government to overturn the woman's sentence. The Associated Press reporting Sudan's information minister now stating the death sentence for her is, quote, not final and reportedly open to appeal.
But Jordan, that's the standard line of these dictatorial regimes.
Yeah, that's right. They try to get you to say, okay, well, it's not imminent. and then not pay attention anymore. So they just delay. They try to use the attention span and try to delay. And I think that's what's important for everyone to know is that these are the initial statements. I mean, it's better than someone saying,
right,
you know, nothing's going to change, we're going to execute her. But again, you got to seize on that momentum there and say, okay, wait, we're not waiting here. This woman's shackled to the floor. She's going to end up having a child in prison in Sudan, two children who the government there will not recognize their father, so they're going to be spending their life so far in prison.
Which is, when you think about that, folks, that the fact that this a 20-month-old toddler is in this jail with his mother. Because they're Christians. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. By the way, if you go to the Be Heard Project, has a whole background on this situation. This is our site for the persecuted church, BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yep, Daniel is calling from Washington, D.C. on line 2. Daniel, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Daniel.
Welcome, brothers Jordan and Jay. I really appreciate what you are doing at ACLJ.
Thank you.
And we have an international revival ministry. I've been to Khartoum a few years back. We had an open-air crusade, and a lot of people got saved. I know the persecution of the Christians over there. By the way, Miriam Ibrahim is Ethiopian by her mother. Her mother
right.
is an Orthodox Christian from Ethiopia, and we are already informing the Ethiopian community here in the United States about 1 million. And it's become a big social issue on Facebook. And we want to mobilize, you know, all the Ethiopians all over America to, you know, bring their voice and, you know, to sign the petition in your website. So we want to work with you and mobilize these 1 million people and, you know, shout loud that the Sudanese government may hear it. And we really appreciate what you are doing.
Well,
God bless.
Daniel, let me ask you this, because is there a central website that you all in the Ethiopian Christian community in the United States are using right now? I mean, obviously, everybody can go to ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, but also getting the information out on Facebook is really critical.
If you want even to use, you know, different radio stations, there are about scores of radio stations all over the United States. There are a lot of community events. So, you know, because most of Ethiopian people are Orthodox and evangelicals, so we can mobilize the people, and we want to keep in touch with you.
Well, Daniel, let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to get your contact information. We'll be in contact with you and have our Tiffany Behrens or some of our team get directly in contact with you. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, more on this topic with Miriam Ibrahim's death sentence. We want you to take direct action. Now, everybody that's listening to me right now, you go to ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, and you sign that petition for a release, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, or simply call 877-989-2255. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's a disturbing story that's gaining international attention. A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ibrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. Born to a Christian mother and a Muslim father who abandoned her, Miriam was raised Christian. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. The Sudanese judge gave her 3 days to recant her faith, to reject her Christian beliefs. She refused. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is mobilizing its international resources for Miriam. Add your name to the letter that we'll deliver to the government of Sudan. Be heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So if you're just joining us, here's what we've got. Miriam Ibrahim was arrested in February of 2014 after Sudanese authorities found out that she had married a Christian man. The court told Miriam that she had until May 15th to convert to Islam, but she refused to do so. She was offered that three times. She remains in prison along with her 20-month-old son, who happens to also be an American citizen because the father, her husband, is an American citizen. And as that's playing out right now, our State Department is doing their usual non-responsiveness to this tragic situation. But world community leaders are speaking out, and you can too at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. Now, let me encourage you also to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep, Monica in California, online four. Monica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
For everything you guys are doing.
Thanks.
And bringing awareness. And I just want to say that this, what they're doing to Miriam, is disgusting, and it just outrages me. And I'm sitting here at work at my desk, and it's just bringing tears to my eyes.
Yep.
Because, here Miriam is, a 26-year-old mother who's pregnant, over eight months pregnant, and being a young mother myself with a two-year-old, I can only imagine what she's going through.
But can you imagine your two-year-old being put in the same prison that you're in while you're in shackles? I mean, that's what they're doing to this 20-month-old son of hers.
And it's disgusting. And knowing that, you know what, this 20-month-old son, he's not even potty trained. This poor woman has this belly just growing and growing in front of her, and what diapers does she have to change him?
I cannot even begin. I don't think any of us can begin to imagine what they're going through. And Monica, this is one of the reasons why I'm trying to people to visualize, understand. We've got a 27-year-old pregnant woman who is a mother already. That child is with her in the prison, as you just described. The son is an American citizen, the 20-month-old, as will be this child that's born. And those children will end up in the hands of an Islamic cleric under Sharia law because she's allegedly an apostate. Why is she an apostate? Because even though she's a Christian, she was raised by a Christian mother. Her father was a Muslim who did not raise her. And because of that, the marriage is deemed invalid under Sharia law. So, by the way, Sharia law, not so compatible with international human rights laws. You see that. So when anybody tells you that, oh, it's compatible, it's not. So you've got to fight back here. We're doing just that. BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Back to the phones.
Kathleen in Oregon, online six. Kathleen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kathleen.
I'm just heartbroken from listening to what you're saying, Jay, and thank you so much to all of you for helping this woman. I'm aggravated as well going to online, and the first thing I pull up on CNN is an article from Shame on Him, Tom Cohen and Moam Tafik.
Yeah, it's because look.
It says
the major media is not reporting this at all. I mean, Fox is. But other than that, it's getting no attention. Why? This, again, Jordan, goes against the White House narrative on the whole, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's Africa, whether it's the Muslim world. They will never highlight what's really going on there because it interferes with their narrative. I don't want to make this partisan, but in that sense, it is.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got a situation. It does. It upsets the narrative that somehow you can come to peace with basic human rights and these Islamic authoritarian governments who use this harsh version of Sharia law to oppress Muslims, to oppress non-Muslims, and to set up class systems within these countries. And the truth is, what do we see from this case? It doesn't work. And what do we see that's even worse? That Islamic law can be interpreted to take a child away from their father to make them grow up in prison. They've done nothing wrong. And then a woman giving birth in prison, and again, they will not go to their actual father because of his religious beliefs. That's what Islamic law, Sudan's version of Sharia law, that's how it interprets, is that these children can't be with their father, and this mother will be executed.
Unless you speak out and we all speak out and get the release. We saw that with Youssef Narnokhani. We believe we can see it here too. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. So it's BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I reference Youssef Narnokhani for a television audience, not for a radio audience, but for a TV audience. You're going to see right now the Youssef Narnokhani story. You need to remember that one because it's the same thing. It was a death penalty case, and he was ultimately freed. So there is hope in all this. I don't want to ever forget that. So for our television audience, you're going to see that right now. For our radio audience, we'll go right back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Let's go to Ken in Illinois on line one. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Jay and Jordan, and all the ACLJ family and staff. I appreciate all you guys are doing, the petitions, the legal actions, being at the forefront of all the awareness to make us known what's, you know, what's going on. And I just want to say, you know, about Miriam, you know, here she is. She's an outstanding citizen, just like Saeed Aberdeeni. They're outstanding citizens. And what's happening to them defies any type of responsible reasoning. I mean, here she is. She's a medical doctor. She wants to and desires to help people. Saeed's building orphanages, helping orphans. You know, the needy in society, okay, they're doing good for their people. And they're providing. And then I think Bob Bickle got it right. You know, talk about these big, bad, tough Islamists. You know, they're using these innocents, you know, to do their dirty.
You're absolutely. Let me play, you know, because you know Bob Beckel and I on political stuff usually disagree, but he did say that. He said, you know, he went after them aggressively. Let me play number one again.
War on Christianity is escalating in the Muslim world, and we must keep shining a spotlight on it because nobody else seems to want to. Sudan has just sentenced a woman to death who is 8 months pregnant. You big, strong boys. 26-year-old Miriam Ibrahim's crime is that she married a Christian and has refused to renounce her Christian faith. She will reportedly be hung sometime after she's given birth.
Yeah, there, and he said it, and I'm glad he did say it. And Ken, you're right. That's why we all. This is not a partisan issue here. This is a human rights issue on a global level. Again, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Let's try to grab another phone call here, Jordan.
Yep, Andy in Iowa online too. Andy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. I worked in the Middle East for over 7.5 years, and with this lady that's being beaten in Sudan.
Yep.
The reason she's being beaten is that as she's being beaten, they'll keep asking her to renounce
yes.
her Christian faith.
Yep.
And
they've already done that 3 times, by the way.
Oh.
They've asked her to renounce her faith 3 times. And she said she refuses to do it. She will not abandon her faith. She's not going to. But you're absolutely correct, Andy. That's already happened. By the way, U.S. Senator, to show the bipartisan nature of this, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, along with Chairman of the Subcommittee on African Affairs, Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, Committee Chairman Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, and Jim Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma, today introduced legislation condemning the death sentence of Miriam Ibrahim. So we're getting global support now, and that's where you come in, folks. I want to encourage you, as we close this segment of the broadcast out, you go to your phones at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, and speak out for Miriam Ibrahim and her 20-month-old son in that prison with her. You can do it at BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call right now. Stand up for her. Speak. She's not abandoning her faith. Let's not abandon her. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
A judge in Sudan has sentenced Miriam Ibrahim to be tortured and executed. Her only crime? Her Christian faith. But the government of Sudan does not recognize her faith. In their eyes, she's a criminal. Miriam is pregnant, and her husband is an American citizen. After she gives birth, Sudan will punish her with 100 lashes, then kill her. Be heard for Miriam. Online at ACLJ.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.